This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. What a way to come back into the show, looking at a picture of Chris Christie on the screen. Now, for some odd reason, I feel like having pulled pork. I just don't know why, though. But anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring on my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me as she does every Friday. Have a lot of fun while she is on. You know, Sonia, we didn't talk about this, but did you watch the debates?
I did, and I think that that should be Christie's name, Pulled Pork. He was pulled apart. He was awful. Don't they know that they're awful? Doesn't Christie know he's awful? Doesn't...
Himself to be God's gift to, you know, politics.
That's so crazy watching him, because he doesn't have a snowball's chance in H-E double hockey sticks. I can't even spell it.
Yep.
The biggest problem that I had with it is the audience. I don't believe that was a real audience. There were too many people on all different sides. Who the heck is an Asa Hutchinson crowd? You know, where do you find
that old white guy that the Republicans get, you know, nailed with being all the time, and yet he perceives himself to be the best choice for president. I love these guys. See, we have demented people on our side, too, see?
That is true, but we don't prop them up. I was very disappointed with Tim Scott. I thought he was very rote, very politician-y sounding.
Way too polished.
Way too polished. And I don't understand the dust-up with the GOP and Larry Elder, why he wasn't able to. Is it racism? Could it be?
I had him on the show this week. I think they're afraid of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think so, too. That's exactly what I think.
But you're right about Tim Scott. I like Tim Scott. I like the way he speaks.
I like him as a person.
Well, can I watch? Let's see if I get in trouble for this. You know, for a black man, he smells nice.
Very articulate.
He speaks well, and, right? I mean,
he's a tweet. What did Biden say? He's a fairy tale, man.
I'm talking about. But seriously, he's got the story, right?
He does.
His family out of slavery. He's the first generation, you know, I mean, and he's in the Senate. Give me a break.
It kind of reminds me of the same story as, that's so sad now that you have a great story like that. We've heard it. It reminds me a little bit of Ben Carson's story, which is an amazing, I don't know who can top. That is just an amazing story from his childhood to who he evolved into.
I'm going to get in real trouble now. Do you know why they can't tout, the left can't tout Tim Scott? They can't tout Ben Carson. They can't tout Condoleezza Rice. They can't hold them up. Why? Because it goes totally against their narrative
that
you know, young black folks and black people have no chance to make it in this country.
Yep. And without that, what would the left do? Without being a victim, without needing government, what would the left do? But, you know, I was going back and forth between the Trump interview with Tucker and the debates.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump is just, he is so amusing. And the fact that we're getting ready to or we're trying to, they are trying to jail our political opponent is scary. I don't even like to go there because it's such a scary thought that we're getting ready to do this. And think of all the people on our side who have been indicted or waiting for their jail terms, or they don't, the left doesn't play people.
No. And you know, I've come to the conclusion, whether you want to hear it or not.
Oh,
I've come to the conclusion that if he does, and I believe he will, if he does get elected as president again,
mm-hmm.
now the states won't stop. They'll still go after him. There's no law that says that you can't go after a president for breaking the law. Absolutely none.
Don't they have to find what law he broke, though?
Well, these guys are doing exactly, I want you to think about something here. These guys are doing exactly what our founding fathers said they didn't want to do, because that's what they ran away from England from,
right.
Where they're going in looking for stuff and then charging with a crime. Instead of
right.
charging with a crime or saying, we believe that he has done this, and then they're running in. And
now, the left has always done that, but we've never seen it this high up. This is really quite frightening. And I don't know how those other people who stood on stage last night think that they can hold up against what Donald Trump is having to deal with. I think Vivek could give it a fighting chance, but the others,
no.
There's no way. No way.
So some of the friends I was talking to who are worried about Trump, you know, not being able to make it, and I said to them, give me another candidate. Look the whole row. I'll be with you if you can prove it to me. But look at all the other candidates. Who can go through what Trump is going through now, or what he went through the first time around? Who will take on the foreign issues like he will? Who? I mean, I just went right down the list. I said, who will, you know, shore up the border? He did the best he could with what he had at the time. He knows better now. He's going to go in there like a bulldog this time.
That's what he said.
Nothing's going to stop him.
That's what he said during the interview. And I tell you what, and I said this on your show, I don't know how long ago. I said that this is going to endear him to black people, because we know, you know, what it's like to get be brought up on trumped up charges. Pardon the pun. We feel for people who get thrown in jail unfairly, incarcerated in larger numbers, all just picked on basically in general. And I've seen some really great TikTok videos this week. There was one, I don't know if you saw him. He's kind of a heavy gay guy with long nails and a headband, and he was like, if Trump gets indicted, I'm voting for him. He goes to jail, I'm voting for him. Because it was great. It was a great video.
And I saw, there was a black guy kind of the same thing. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Joe Messina, okay. Sonia Schmidt, your host, Friday night, Joe Messina Show. Be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The thoughts of others screamed are like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Yeah, that
No, you bring us back. I'm tired of this.
Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. Joe likes to spring things on me. Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm Sonia Schmidt, his co-host on Fridays, and I enjoy this so much. I'm so glad he lets me come on. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE. That would be slowly 855-732-5563. Call us, jump in the chat room, participate in our show, as well as what's going on in America, because it's sinking fast, folks.
We
I hate to be the bearer. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some stuff's going down, and we need your help.
Yeah, you need to engage. You need to get involved. I always say it: get involved, get engaged, do something. I know here locally, and I won't give out all the names, but you know, locally where we're at, when we saw the mama bears start to get up and get involved and get engaged, you saw things change. And not as fast as people wanted it, but I keep calling out the fact that none of these changes have happened recently would have happened without those mama bears coming out and making noise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's never on our time. You know, the things are so crazy that I think we think it should happen quickly because it's so common sense. What we're asking for, it's just like, oh, they just have to hear it, and then they'll do it. No, we are not fighting normal people. We're not even fighting people. This is some inbred evil that we're dealing with, and they're gonna dig in harder and stronger before they ever turn around. So don't look at the time frame on this thing. You know, I was thinking about Trump. Donald Trump is as sad as this situation is for our president to have to go through this. And I'm with you. I believe he is going to be nominated again. I almost believe that he has to go through this so people can clearly see how evil, how destructive the left is.
Think about something. If he didn't take this on, let's just say he made a deal long before all this stuff hit the press. He said, look, guys. I won't run again, but I don't want to go through all this crap. You drop all this garbage, we're done. I want to promise.
I'm out of here.
You know,
and
I won't get in your way again.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they would have done it. I believe they would have not gone after him, all this other stuff. However, by him going through this, by him being attacked, by them seeing what's going, we get to see firsthand what the Dems are willing to do.
That's
the
right.
Illegal stuff that they're willing to do to maintain power. That's true?
Yes, and it's working against him. Every time they do it, his popularity explodes. And I just got a text from Jodan Gorman of Intellectual Frog Legs, and he says Trump's support in the black community is exploding. You can see that with the TikTok videos that we're talking about, Instagram. People are posting.
Well, we're talking about during the break, right? I said, black guy who put it, he said, I'm voting for that man because we, and I won't say what he said, have been going through this for years. They've been doing this to us for years, and now they're doing it to him, and I know what that feels like, so we're voting for him.
Yes, it's exactly like that Oliver Anthony song. He's got two first names, so I always I screw up his name. But we can all relate to what it's like being a middleman and having to go to our jobs, being mistreated, being blamed for things, being unfairly treated. He is a walking, talking example of that, and he's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong to our lives, as opposed to Biden, where we're all white-knuckling it through. We can't get gas, groceries, you know, people are fighting in the streets, the violence of our cities. We can't, and we, you know, have you noticed there's a sense of people feeling like they're going to roll out this next COVID thing and lock us back in our houses?
Yep. Yep.
You just get a sense. I mean, I've heard they're going to do it, but people are talking. People
I get a sense they're going to try to go back down that road again. I think it's a big mistake. Remember what I've been telling you. I'm telling you, they're pushing for violence. They need violence.
They are.
They need a lockdown. They need a shutdown.
They
whatever.
Do.
They need racial tension.
They do.
Or they got nothing. They absolutely have nothing else to stand on.
No.
Look, people. I got to have a Joe moment, right? If you don't believe they're after you, right? They're not after Trump. He is just the leader, if you would. They're after you. You're brain dead. You've checked out. Something's wrong with you. Think about it. They're going after him, actively searching for people who support him, as you saw in those indictments in Georgia. The only people they ever arrest for January 6th and other crimes like it are the so-called, you know, MAGA people, the throwing people in jail for praying out next to Planned Parenthoods to try to save lives, to stop the murder of innocent children. They want to throw people in jail for protecting themselves and their businesses in their homes, right? And they want to throw parents in jail for going to a school board meeting and saying, you're not going to teach my son and daughter that. And yet Antifa and BLM and others like them, you've got murder, robbery, theft, assault, burning down police cars, burning down buildings. You got to be... Well, my stepdad used to say, one dumb SOB to not see what these people are doing to you.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
And even if they're not doing it to you, I don't understand where the so-called classic liberals are who see this and go, this is not right. Or even some leftists who drank the Kool-Aid and should by now be regurgitating it because it's so ugly what they're doing. I can't imagine being on that side and sticking to it. And you didn't even talk about, you know, the abortion issue. How do you sign on to that? In my day, it went from, you know, rare and special circumstances, a few and far between, to now, after the baby's born, the mom can decide if she wants to keep it or not. Because once you give the left an inch, they will take a mile.
Yep. Yep. You're so right. And
we're all going to be minotaurs.
It is this, these people just won't stop. They never stop. They don't care. I mean, they don't care. They just want the power, right?
Because evil's not happy until it's destroyed everything.
You got me.
It has to destroy everything. And it's just, it's exhausting. I mean, I'd love to have a week off of them. I would love to just shut up. For a week. No, they kick in. And the more they win, the more animated they get. You know, you would think, and I remember when I was working in Hollywood, I was like, okay, you got Obama. Will you just shut up already? And no, they just got even crazier.
Yep. I agree with you. I think that, again, we need to start pushing back. Those of us that have two brain cells, to rub together, we need to push back. We can't keep letting them get away with it.
Mm-mm.
You know? But,
nope.
All right, where was I? I had another story all picked out for you.
You did.
Yeah, I did. But that doesn't mean it's still there because, you know, the brain.
I got one for you.
Go for it.
Since you were talking about how women are always right.
Talking about how women are always right? I don't remember that comment. Wait a minute. You hold that till we come back because I need to think about that one. I don't remember saying that. Joe Messina, your host. Tony Schmidt, your co-host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And the conversation wouldn't be full without my co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, Sonia,
yeah.
I always tell you, when you miss a show or something comes up or what have you, I always tell you how much they miss you, and you're like, yeah, sure. That, you know what? You are tainted because you grew up with that Hollywood crowd.
Yes.
Right? And you just think they honestly, if you read the comments in there, they honestly do love you. They love it when you're on the show. They love it that you're my co-host. Matter of fact, I think
really?
They wouldn't miss me if you were doing the show, I'm sure.
Really?
Honest. You go read it yourself after it on the website.
Oh, is that where you find it? I don't know where to go.
You don't know where to go. There's a lot of people want to tell you and me where to go, but JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can get involved in the conversation. I always say the same thing. There's smarter people in there than myself, and they are. They'll catch stuff from guests. Guests will say something. I miss it or whatever, and whatever.
That's nice information to have. How come I'm just now getting it?
I know, because you're like every other woman in my life. You don't really pay attention to much of what I say.
You know what? I was going to give you a compliment, and now I think I'm going to take it away. But I do. You're married, okay?
Yes. So
you know a lot more about relationships than a lot of people. Do you agree or disagree that a potential couple should have life values and beliefs?
Oh yeah, no question.
Big time. Okay.
I think the two things, and I told all my kids this, although none of them listened to me, except for one. But I always said the same thing: meeting somebody and falling in love with somebody at the bar is not like minded. Okay. And the two things you need to make sure is that you're spiritually on the same page, And I just don't mean you both believe in Christ. I mean, you both believe in the principles and the little stuff that goes along with that. Because that's what unequally yoked is all about. And number two, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. You see it today. You need to politically be on the same page as well.
Okay, well, you may have hit on something here. I found an article, and it's written by, whoever. I can't stand her. So she said that the headline says, not liking the Barbie movie is her new red flag dating sign. She will not date men who dismiss the message of the, she calls Barbie a film. Okay, it was, you know, I hear it was good. It was very entertaining. It was very well done. But and a couple of women chimed in on this article. They've gone on two dates with a guy and were anticipating they liked the guy enough to go on a third until the topic of the Barbie movie came up. And when one guy said he thought it was stupid, and another guy didn't like it, but they felt that both of these guys or both of these women felt like these guys missed the whole message about patriarchy in the world and how far women have come, and they will not consider a third date with these men based on the fact that they did not get the Barbie movie or like it.
Wow. And that is ideological. That has nothing to do with any kind of spiritual or any, you know, belief.
It might be political. And maybe that's where I said, I think maybe you hit upon the political aspect of that. Maybe that is political because that would be very much a feminist thing. I can't imagine. You know, she could send those guys. Listen, all you libs who find these men who don't like the Barbie movies, send them over here. Send them to our side. I'm sure we have a lot more attractive, less insufferable women that would be happy to go out with those guys.
But we've seen more and more of these liberal women complain that their men aren't men enough.
Well, here.
Right? Haven't we seen? We've seen more of these videos popping up, the short videos where they don't understand why liberal men can't. Well, because you've, for all intents and purposes, you've castrated these people.
That's right.
These men, and you don't want them to really be men, and then you complain about them not being men.
They all anatomically look like Ken dolls. That's what they've created.
Well, that's what they want.
That's what they want. But then they don't really, because once they get that guy who goes, I really, really, the feminist man who relates and sees and gets the Barbie movie, they're going to be sick of him in a few years. They don't know what hit him.
I agree with you. I totally. It's really funny that they want to keep denying God, but the only real relationship the majority of people are happy with are relationships that, as God laid them out, right?
That's right.
Man, woman, you take your proper roles, and I know somebody's going to have a field day with that, but whatever. You take your proper roles in the house. You take your proper roles with each other. For those of you who don't believe in God, even Mother Nature, you go back to the early days. And men were the providers. They were the hunters. They were the gatherers. So whether you like it or not, you need us.
They were the remote control controllers from the start of time. But it's true. We think we want. I remember one of my marriages.
Listen to you. You sound like Zsa Gabor. Yes, I think it was marriage number 7.
It was one of the marriages I was in. He thought he was supposed to read poetry to me. And I'm like, no, that's not exactly what we do here. So they're confused. I feel for guys now. I don't know that they even know what we want. And they're just, I admire these guys who were honest enough to say they didn't get or like the movie or they thought it was stupid. I'm glad that they were honest because I think that's how we wound up with so many feminist men, so many Alan Aldous of the world, is that, you know, Phil Donahue's of the world, is that they just wanted girlfriends. So they were willing to say and do and march and carry signs and do whatever it took, you know.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I was talking to my son about something the other day, and I just said, because he sees what some of his friends are doing, quote-unquote conservative friends, and I said, no, they're actually not conservative, because they're giving in to these women, that are left-leaning or very liberal because, you know, they're hot-looking girls and they're this and they're that. And do they really, do their principles really matter? Because if they gave up their principles that fast, and I joked with him about one girl, I said, that one girl, she's a fake blonde. She's got press-on nails, it looks like, that she has on because they're so long. This is really what he wants? This is really what he's willing to take his principles and shove in the glove box for? Come on.
For now, yes. And hopefully that's just the stage, you know? I mean...
Yeah. There's a lot of for nows that have kids running around. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know... People look a lot better these days than they did when we were kids.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
These girls know how to do makeup, and like you said, the nails, the hair, they got it going on. They're getting nose jobs for, you know, their bas mitzvahs. And
yeah.
These girls got it going on, and guys are working out. You know, 27-year-old dudes look like, you know, movie stars.
But
they're pretty amazing.
But the girls are running the show, too, and I say that. Look, when I went to school, you know, back in the ancient times, mm-hmm. the whole idea was to get your driver's license, get your car, have a job to be able to go out on a date, your own transportation, and that kind of thing, right? Now, that's not it. A lot of these guys I talk to, they got their girlfriend driving them around, their girlfriend has the
right.
car, they don't really care whether they have a license or not, or, you know, do you know what I mean? It's, there's nothing
yes,
there.
No, they don't have to grow up to be men anymore. That was what they strove to be. They strived to be men in our days, you know. Last week you were talking about how people dress just to go to the market, you know, how women wore dresses. And this, if you look at pictures of baseball games, old school baseball games, and the men had on suits and shirts and,
oh, yeah.
you know, hats and the whole bit. And even young guys, that was their look. They wanted to look and act like men. They wanted to be mature. Now that's not on the table.
I like the, I don't know how to put it, but I very much like these, when you come out and say, look, I really wish we would dress differently, and, you know, just because I got my wife doesn't mean now I get to look like crap or dress like crap or not care anymore right. how I, you know, contain my, or carry myself. You don't have to, like, my wife doesn't have to, she doesn't even wear much makeup. She's very pretty. She doesn't have to wear a whole mm-hmm. bunch of stuff to make herself look pretty, but... I'm not worried, you know, she doesn't have to get up in the morning, roll over, run to the bathroom,
right.
you know the joke, right? Get all made up before her husband
right.
gets up and doesn't know
who
she is.
Before he wakes up, right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Quick break, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far, a lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Your co-host, Tony Schmidt, Joe Messina, be right back.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come on, that's great music. You can dance to that. What was that? What was that? Soulful Strut? Remember the Soulful Strut?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it? You have your ears checked.
You said it was called the Surfer Strut?
No, remember the Soulful Strut?
Oh,
everybody,
yes.
Come on. Every wedding, everybody did that at some point in time.
I was not a party girl. I always stayed in my
you
house.
You weren't a party girl?
Not at all. Am I one now?
I'll need some proof of that. I mean, do you have any friends I could talk to from your past?
Oh, I have. Let me tell you something. I have a best friend who was
just one?
In a...
I thought I was your best friend.
How easy it is to fool some people. Oh. No, I had a best friend who was in one of the leading singing groups of our time in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
So I traveled around with them. They would sing at clubs, they'd sing at events, they'd sing in Vegas. I was sitting in the corner with a book sometimes. I was not a party girl. I've never been a party girl. Never been a bar girl, you know.
My dad used to do some work at the infamous Boston Gardens, okay?
Okay.
And he knew a lot of guys there and what have you. And he had waited He had to pick up some equipment there. So he went to the bar across the street from the garden. And he's sitting there, and he's having a drink, and he says, you know, there's a guy sitting there with him. The guy's in from England, and he's doing this, and he's talking about all the rigging that has to be done for the show. And my dad's thinking he's one of the stagehands or rigger or supervisor or something like that. So after a while, they're all done talking, and my dad's got to go, and the guy's my dad is oblivious to this kind of stuff. And as he's getting up out of the stool, my dad says, "Hey, you know, I'm Joe. It was great talking with you." And the guy says, "My name is Elton. Good talking to you, too."
Oh, my gosh.
When he comes home, it's like, we you know, he was on TV and said, "Is that the guy you were talking to?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Dad, that's Elton." I wasn't a fan of
him. Oh, my gosh.
That's Elton John. He sat next to this guy at a bar for, what, almost an hour? And it never came up. And he says, "No, we just talked about..." You know, he was traveling around and setting up these stages and all the stuff they were trying to do and the problems they were having at the garden. And I told him, I was like, really, Dad?
Seriously? That's so funny. I was a huge, there was, you know, concerts in our days were like $25. You could go see a lot of
people. Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But concerts were only, they weren't that long, were they?
They weren't that long, and I can't remember how many opening groups they had. But right. I've seen Elton John when I was a kid several times. And you know what's interesting now, or then, as opposed to now, nobody cared what his sexual orientation was. We don't care. The man had good music. He put on a great show. He was an amazing entertainer. That's what we cared about. Was he a little theatrical, just like Liberace? Yeah, theatrical. We didn't lose sleep over. We didn't have to make some sort of social commentation on it. You know, the guy likes to wear big sparkly glasses.
Well, we thought they were all like that. Look at, you had what, David Bowie, and then later on Kiss David comes Bowie. Along. You just thought it was part of the entertainment world. You really didn't give it much thought. Well, the only one I think everybody kind of knew was Liberace. That was kind of hard not to.
Yeah, but you know, I tell you, one guy in art. What about Little Richard? We didn't really care. We knew that he was flowery and fun, but we didn't concentrate on where people, you know, parked their cars in those days.
my wife. I like watching Perry Mason. Okay, it's safe, it's clean. I never have to worry about anything.
The old.
And I'm sitting there one night and I said to my wife, "You know he was gay, right?"
Right.
Like, why do you do this to me? And I said,
"That's so funny."
I'm not doing anything to you. I think it's funny because nobody really asked, nobody cared. He was a great actor, yes. And now the gay community comes out and starts going, you know, so and so was gay, and what Rock Hudson, we all knew that. Gomer Pyle, what was his name? Matter of fact, he was Rock Hudson's partner. And they start going through these lists, and you're going, okay, great.
Well, I don't care. They were entertainers. They were really good. And we didn't cloud our mind with creepy stuff like that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bring anything to the table other than salacious stuff that we don't need to know about people.
Well,
I told you this year I stopped calling people gay. I'm not going to refer to you as gay. You're a homosexual. You're not gay. First of all, that's you've taken over that word to mean something that it doesn't mean.
That's usually
mean.
What happens, but yeah.
And that's exactly what happens. And the second thing is, why am I referring to as your sexual proclivity? I don't do that with other people. You're a person, you're your name, I don't have to use your pronouns, and I'm certainly not going to use your sexual orientation to refer to you as.
You know, I'm not doing it. I'm glad we're having this conversation. I was talking to somebody the other day about how this is always, you know, works. And so I don't say, hey, I'm Joe, I'm heterosexual, and I mean, nobody cares.
Right.
It's not how we carry ourselves, right?
No.
There are clubs in town for the LGBTQ community. Some of them are more male or female or what have you. You have clubs in town where the pretty people go to, the heterosexual couples go to, and they like to dance and they do their stuff. And then you got the pubs or the cowboy. Everybody's got the clubs they like to go to, the places they like to go to. But nobody talks about those things. And the only place that happens is in the gay community.
Yeah. Well, they say that we're prudes or we're, you know, we have closed minds or whatever. So I don't know. I just don't. I think they've taken it too far. Like,
and they've ruined things like drag queens. I mean,
yeah. That was fun at one time.
The Birdcage. Is that what it was called? The movie?
Yes, exactly.
Right? Those are female impersonators. I get that. But they're also called or considered drag queens, depending on the show that they do. Right?
Let me tell you something. These transgenders are female impersonators, too. I don't care what they get cut off and what they call themselves. They're still impersonating a female. They're not female.
But I guess part of what I was saying was most parents who heard that term, drag queen, were thinking along the lines of Birdcage. Right? That they were just, they're just kind of fun entertainers or what have you. And when you started seeing what was coming out, you started seeing what was being done, you went, ho, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And now what they've done is they turn that into a slight of the, LGBTQ community because you're not, no, I'm not accepting of freaks. If they were the Birdcage type of people, I'd be going, okay, well, whatever. I don't want my kids seeing that either, but I'm not against it, if you would.
I don't even mind. Listen, I just don't want to have to hire them if I'm an employer. I don't want to have them teach my children in school, and I certainly don't want to have them promoting the lifestyle. If you just want to be a drag queen, that's cool, and we can laugh and have fun and talk and all that kind of stuff. But when you start pushing it on a society and saying that this is the right way to be and you better accept it and you better call us what we want and treat us the way we want And now I think we were touching on it last week. If you're a heterosexual and you won't date a trans person, that makes you a hater. No, they've gone way too far. They're gonna have to pull it back if they want the respect. And maybe they will do that. I don't know. With so many parents and everything.
Some of the gay men I speak with all say, you know what? We want to be distant from the T. We don't want to be there. Okay.
I get it.
We know what we got. We know what we want to use it for. And, we don't want all this. Matter of fact, some of the guys that I know told me that even like the gay pride parades, stop. Don't include us in that. Take us out of that mess.
Exactly. I'm the same way with BLM. I take the bookie B out of the. I exclude the B. I said all lives matter once to someone, and they got very insulted. They said that was an inappropriate response to BLM.
I think that I had a very prominent person come up and talk to me about the LGBTQ community here in the city we live in, and gave me a bit of a compliment. And, I just said, look, I'm not against these people. I'm against it when you start shoving it on me and telling me I have to. And how about we get back to reading, writing, arithmetic? I mean, seriously.
How about that?
You want to be part of a gay club? Go for it. You want to be transgender club or whatever. You want
to
be.
But you have to dumb down these kids. Otherwise, you can't get them to vote the way you want. You were talking about TikTok videos when we were on break. Kids in China, you'll see them working equations on TikTok videos. They don't let their children come on TikTok videos and dance for 15 minutes like our kids do. They get on and twerk.
Listen, I was watching some of those, because you get the videos and you can start scrolling through them when somebody sends me one. And whenever I see an Asian girl on there, most of the time, 99% of the time, they got a violin, they got, they're playing the piano. Fantastic.
Playing the piano.
Musicians. And you're going, right? Even the Korean girls, they had this one Korean band I used to love watching. They were all girls, right?
Uh-huh.
Some kind of all-girls school. You could tell they were probably 12, 13, 14. They were fantastic. They were doing big band sounds in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, no, all we do is... Well, lip sync, maybe that'd be our talent. That's how those girls at in your school district got in trouble. They don't know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
All right, lady, you can now go have your crackers. And
crackers, and you can't say crackers. You can say crackers.
Oh, I can say cracker.
I have my soup and my tea.
All right. Love having you with me. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host. Be back next Friday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.